Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
Rick, bring this bad boy up. I feel like I'm too old to use the expression, like, something slaps. I feel like it's, like, the new expression.
Sure.
Oh, this slaps. It's, like, the new, like, it goes hard. I could be, like, really, like, aging myself here. But, like, I think if there were anything that slapped, it would be that music bed that we opened the final hour of the show with. That, I can say, as nearly 38 years old, middle-aged, whatever. I don't think I'm middle-aged yet, but getting there. That beat slaps.
I definitely feel middle-aged. I think I look middle-aged. I can also confirm that it slaps.
It does. Oh, it slaps all right. And that music bed means one thing and one thing only. Final hour here, You Better You Bet, on a Tuesday. Costos and Barkley with you here on the BetQL Audio Network. Will Brinson from CBS Sports is going to join us in about 40 minutes, give us some DFS plays for the Masters, and talk NFL draft as well. Lots of things to get into with Will. The Sam Darnold trade. What are the Niners going to do at 3? Are the Atlanta Falcons going to trade out of pick number 4? Will Brinson has his ear to the ground. He's going to tell us what he's heard as it concerns the NFL draft, so we can profit on a lot of these bets. Ken and I will talk NBA MVP in the next segment, as I think we actually learned a lot from last night's action in the association that we can apply moving forward to make, hopefully, winning bets as it concerns the NBA MVP market. But for right now, let's focus on some Major League Baseball. And welcome into the show, making his You Better You Bet debut, a guy that you've heard a lot on Odyssey sports stations like 670 The Score. You hear him on BetQL Daily as one of Joe Ostrowski's co-hosts on the BetQL Audio Network. Our buddy Chris Ronji joins the show for the first time. Chris, what's going on, man? Welcome to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Ken Barkley here on a Tuesday. How we feeling today, my man?
I feel great, and I think for a couple of old guys, the two of you look great.
Ah, well, we appreciate that. Flattery will get you everywhere on this show.
Right? Yeah. Yes, it will. Yes, it will.
Well, we'd like to welcome you back to your new weekly spot on on weeknights here at You Better You Bet. As a result of that, yeah, it's, we appreciate that. Oh, and perfect. Chris, I know, I know it's weird to like this early in a baseball season. I always feel like there's a lot of overreactions, right? Like I used to work on SportsCenter and be like, oh, like 2-3, are the Yankees in trouble? And it's like, well, it's actually the first week of the season. Like we don't really know that. So I'll phrase the question this way. Is there a team so far this year that has done enough in this, say, 4 or 5 game sample that we have, that has kind of impressed you enough that you think they can kind of overachieve versus what you thought they were going to be earlier in the year?
I think the only team that kind of fits that bill for me is the Angels, because I think going into the season, there was a reasonable feeling that maybe they could give the Astros or the A's, and I think the A's are going to have their own issues now in that division, but the Angels can give the Astros a run this year. And I would not be surprised if they're in the conversation for at least a wild card at the end of the year. So I don't think that 4-1 start for them is crazy. I do not think Baltimore is going to win the East. And I know people are talking a lot about Kansas City, and their run differential is really good. I mean, they've scored 10 more runs than they've given up, and they lead the Central Division right now. I don't really believe in them. I think by the time you get to June, we're probably looking at a team that'll be in third or fourth place in that division. So you got a couple of surprising starts through four or five games of the season for the Orioles, for the Royals. The only team so far this year, I think, might actually be something close to what they're doing right now is the Los Angeles Angels. I don't know if they win the division, but I think they're going to have a say in who wins the division at the end of the year.
Chris, know you're a Chicago guy. We'll get your takes on the White Sox and the Cubs coming up in a moment here, but definitely want to get your thought on Fernando Tatis and that injury for the San Diego Padres. I don't think, unless like it's happened like in the last couple of minutes here since I checked, that the news has come out on how much time Tatis will miss. You know, maybe it's the entire season, hopefully not, but looks like it'll be at least some amount of time that seems to be significant. So San Diego without Tatis, whether it's for a month, whether it's for the whole season, what that means for the Padres and their pursuit of the Dodgers in the NL West and an NL pennant.
Well, it makes it a whole lot more difficult for them. And I can't tell him what to do or what I think. Well, I'll tell you what I think he should do. The word earlier from today was that the doctors were basically telling him at this point, and, you know, he's got to rest up a little bit and see how that thing feels, I guess, before they progress. But they're basically telling him, look, you can potentially, maybe this is an option, you can play through it, or you can have the surgery. But if you play through it, you run the risk of making that whole joint worse and affecting your career as you go on. So I'm with you guys. I haven't heard anything in the last few hours, so I don't know if there's been a decision or if that decision is going to take some time. But I would hope he ends up getting the surgery. Just forget about this year. You know, if you're available at the end of the year, great. If not, great. But he's got a career to think about. And it should be a very long, good career. So hopefully he does have that surgery. I know it's totally up to him, and he will figure it out. But I want Fernando Tatis to have that career we all think he's going to. But it does make things difficult for them. It makes it more difficult for them. They were and have been so far one of the better hitting teams in the National League. And I know it's still very early on. But last year, they scored a ton of runs. They will take a hit. I think they'll have enough to compete for the division. I don't think they're going to win the division. That is still the Dodgers' division to lose. But they could still end up being a wild card. But first things first, he's got to get himself right. And I hope he doesn't try to play through this. But me not being a doctor, but listening to what they're saying, it does not sound like this would be good for his career if he does try to play through it and come back in, you know, the matter of a couple of weeks or, you know, a few weeks or months or whatever the case may be. I just hope that he makes the right decision and comes back strong next year.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chris, as Nick kind of alluded to, maybe you can help us kind of shine a light on the White Sox and Cubs and make sense of whether it's how to bet on them or how to view them the rest of the season. We can start with the White Sox. Played a kind of a crazy series with the Angels, obviously, punctuated by that Sunday night game and Ohtani and the home run and everything. Beat Seattle pretty handily last night. I think they're about minus 150 in tonight's game with Giolito pitching. Some of this can be a mix of how you felt about the team before the year. Obviously, I doubt that much has changed so far. But what are kind of your expectations for the White Sox this year when I think for a lot of people, the expectations are pretty high?
Well, I still, the Eloy Jimenez injury is a big one for them. And you've seen it a couple of times already. Now they've done okay scoring runs so far. They're somewhere close to a little bit over 5 runs per game so far this year. That's okay. I think they'd like to be at 6 or better than that. So that's going to take a hit because there have been a few times this year where a spot has come up and normally Jimenez is going to be in that spot. And they've got somebody else like Nick Madrigal or something in that position. And I think they're going to take a hit there. They're probably going to play a lot of close ball games this year, I would imagine. And it's going to put just a little bit more stress on their pitching staff and the bullpen. You know, you've seen them late already a few times this year, early in the season, they start to struggle when they get to the seventh or the eighth inning. They don't always give up the game, but they do start to make it interesting. And I think if he's in the lineup, he would have alleviated that a little bit. But now that he's out, they're going to have more trouble. I still think they are the favorites in that division, but not by much. I do think the Minnesota Twins are right there. The Eloy injury maybe sets them back a couple of games or 3 games this year as far as wins go. And you know what? That might be enough in the division. It could be enough to open the door for Minnesota, but the way I see it, I still think the White Sox are the favorite in the division, though that gap is closed just a little bit.
You better. You bet. BetQL Audio Network Tuesday. Nick Costos and Ken Barkley joined by Chris Ranji of Odyssey Sports talking all things Major League Baseball. Chris, I know you mentioned the Angels before potentially challenging the Astros atop the AL West. You know, Oakland was the team that won the division last year, looked really awesome, lost to the Astros in the playoffs, obviously. But it looks kind of like, at least early in the season, very early, the bottom seems to have fallen out for the Oakland Athletics, who, as we do this interview live on Tuesday night, have yet to win a game so far this season. So, Chris, I ask you, how bad are the 2021 Oakland Athletics?
I don't think they're going to finish last in the division. I think Texas is going to be the team that finishes last, and who knows, maybe Oakland finds a way to put it together like they always do with a bunch of guys you've never heard of, but they lost their closer, which is going to be a problem for them unless they find another one. And Marcus Semien, who has been pretty steady for them. They don't have him anymore because they didn't want to pay him. So I think it's going to be more of a struggle for them this year. I think the Astros are the favorite in that division. I think they're going to be a huge pain. I know they ended up blowing the game yesterday, but you know, their run differential is one of the best in baseball. In fact, right now, I think it is. Yeah, they're a plus 25 to start the season. They have scored 25 more runs than they have given up. And that is far and away better than any other team in baseball right now. And they may not score that much as the year goes on, but even without George Springer, that team is a beast. and I think they're going to win that division. The A's, I would not be surprised if they end up being like maybe third in that division. Maybe they finish in front of Seattle. But I just don't think they're going to be a wild card team this year. And I certainly don't think they win that division.
And worth mentioning that the Astros beat the Angels in game two of their series on Tuesday. And the A's still have yet to play the Dodgers tonight on Tuesday night, a dog against Kershaw at home in that game. Let's talk about the NL East for a second. We talked about surprise teams. You mentioned the Angels as one. I think that's obviously one that no one would disagree with. I think Philly has to be another one. And as of this taping, they're obviously in progress against the Mets right now in the first inning. Philly hasn't lost a game yet. Just kind of unpack your thoughts on the NL East for us. Obviously, Philly at the top of the division right now, Washington just getting their season underway, and they're playing Atlanta right now, 5-5 in the ninth inning. So obviously a lot yet to be decided. We haven't even seen Washington with a full roster yet, but Philly surprising early on. Just kind of your impressions of them and the division as a whole.
Well, I think they're going to be a year better than they were last year. I mean, that was a team that was fairly average in terms of offense. And it was 2020 is a weird season. And I still hate for a lot of teams and a lot of players going on what they did in 2020, because I mean, how many times have you seen a player or a team get off to a good month and a half or 2 month start, and then they just completely fade as the season goes on? So, or the other way around, it happens all the time in baseball, slow starts. And then by the time the weather starts to heat up, these, you know, the teams and players start to get better. So I don't take a ton from what happened last year, but I think there was enough for them to build on. Their pitching was a little bit above average last year. Their offense was right around average, maybe a little bit above that. And I do honestly think they're going to be a year better this year. I don't know if they win that division. I still think I really like the Mets in that division. I know people are talking a lot about the Marlins after being a playoff team last year. I wouldn't be surprised if they missed the playoffs altogether this season, even though they've got Sandy Alcantara. I think he's pitching tonight. Yeah, he's pitching tonight, and he's legitimately good, I believe. But beyond that, I just don't know about that team. But the Phillies being off to a good start, I don't know if they win the division, but I think they're going to be a challenge. I really do. I think they're going to have enough offense. They're going to have enough pitching. And as that season goes on, it's going to be a real tough fight between them and the New York Mets. And you probably throw the Nationals in there a little bit too, but with Harper and Real Muto and even McCutchen at the top of the order, that's a pretty good lineup. And I would think that as the season goes on, and we're talking about a 5-6 month season this time around, I think that team is going to end up scoring a ton of runs this year.
Chris, great stuff on Major League Baseball here. I want to close with this. We got about 75 seconds left here. We were earlier in the show talking about what our master's meal would be, right? If you won the Masters, you would get to pick the menu that and everyone would have to eat the food that you present to them, right? So in the interest of time here, give us appetizer, main course, dessert.
Oh,
what would, if you could set the menu for the dinner, what would it be?
Well, it's going to be a lot of seafood and beef. So give me some, like, I don't know, you're really putting me on the spot. Give me some shrimp cocktail. We'll start with that appetizer. I think that works. Yeah, you throw a steak and a lobster tail, maybe the whole 6-pound lobster. Give me the whole thing. That's going to be dinner. And I don't know if I'm sharing with you guys, but that's what I'm having.
Chris, what about
dessert?
Any
new dessert too?
Oh, yeah.
Give me like a chocolate cream pie.
Okay, chocolate cream pie. Yeah, tough to go wrong with that.
I don't know. You're really like putting me on the spot here, damn it.
Yes, I like how you went with surf and turf when I think Rick Camp, who's on our show, I think you know from The Score in Chicago, Rick went turf and turf and like left the surf on the side. Just went meat and more meat.
Well, just two steaks. Right, yeah.
Rick doesn't eat anything that's not brown.
All right, Chris, good stuff, man. On Twitter at Chris Rocky, hear him on BetQL Daily and Odyssey Sports talking Major League Baseball. Good stuff from our buddy Chris. Rick, that's not true, man. You definitely eat stuff that's not brown, right? I mean, maybe we get like mac and cheese is like yellow,
tomato sauce
yellow, tomato sauce is red, right?
First of all, 15. Second of all, yeah, I don't like my pizza burned.
You don't like pizza burned? Terrorists, heathens, people I don't want to talk to. NBA MVP conversation on the other side. We're going to tell you how to win money betting on that award.